some of you attended the last conference of evangelism like 2 weeks ago, and I wish all of you listened to the 7 lectures given on that night. Please try to listen to these 7 lectures. You can find it on the site CCCA, because it will help us to start this course. فياريت يا جماعة اللي ما حضرش معانا المؤتمر يدخل على السايت ويسمع اللي فاتوا عشان يمشي معانا، عشان احنا مش هنعيد اللي قلناه قبل كده في الكورس في الدورة اللي فاتت. In this coming course of CCCA from October to December 12, our theme is sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready. This is the theme, always be ready. So we are going to empower you to be ready to defend your faith, to answer the questions, the tough questions. So this is the main goal, the vision of this course. To give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. مستعدين كل حين، ده شعارنا الفترة الجاية. فبالتالي عاوزين كلنا نذاكر كويس، نشتغل كويس، عشان العشر أسابيع اللي جايين دول مركزين. فعاوزينكم أرجوكم مركزين معانا. So the course team is always be ready. The course objective to have a deeper understanding for our dogma, فهم أعمق للعقيدة, to be more rooted on faith, to be filled with the spirit, لن يخلو من حتة روحية, شبه كله عقلاني يعني, عشان نحرك قلبنا شوي, to be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks us, to fight atheism with faith and understanding. يبقى ده الobjectives الفترة اللي جاية. The course tips homework will be every other week. انتوا بالذات هتمشي اسبوع او اسبوع لا في الهومورك، غير بتوع النيوكامرز ماشيين اسبوعيا هومورك. احنا هنا هنريحكم شويه، الهومورك على اسبوعين بس، اختشوا لو سمحتوا وحلوا الواجب من فضلكم. مش عارف اقولها بالانجلش. Travel prerequisite a graduation from this course and fulfilling 80% of the following. معلش بعد كده محدش هيسافر غير اللي يشتغل معانا. كل شوية بندي كورس تريننج نمشي فيه عشان نعلى، نقوم نقول لك سافر، لكن هتبقى اي واحد عاوز يسافر في اي وقت لا، برضه نفضل جدا يكون دارس معانا. اللكسر اتندنس وال 80% of workshop interaction وال 80% of homework. We will exceptionally have to lecture this week اللي هو النهاردة, because next week the theater is not available. Next week, Sunday, October 21st, there will be no lecture, but the workshop with the application of these 2 lectures will start from 7:15, where each country will pray together. يعني الابليكيشن بتاع المحاضرتين دول هناخدهم في الوركشوب الحد الجاي، كل مجموعة كل country لوحدها من 7:15 نشتغل لغاية 9:30، فمعانا وقت ايه مركز في الوركشوب. The week after اللي هو Sunday 28 no course عشان عيد الاضحى عشان اللي بيسافر. As of Sunday November 4th we will resume the lecture to be followed by the workshop. يعني هنرجع تاني اشتغل محاضرة وworkshop من الحد اللي بعد. The homework of this week. كلام ده تكتبوه لو سمحتوا او تحفظوه او تدخلوا على السايت. The homework بتاع الاسبوعين اللي جايين. Please. From idea chapter 40 till chapter 58. ده هياخد 3 أسابيع مش كده؟ مع الأسبوع الجاي الأسبوع اللي بعده أجازة 3 أسابيع. الواجب ده بالذات أديني أهو بدلعكم أهو 3 أسابيع أهو يا جماعة. الموضوع سهل أوي، صدقوني الواجب ده سهل جدا، اللي يقعد ساعتين يخلص. هتطلع God's promises من 19 إصحاح، يعني بتطلع بس الفيرسز. طبعا الشاطر يكتب تعليق، لكن يعني مجرد تلاقي وعد تطلعه شغلنا بقى سهلة. You will pick the promises of God in these chapters from chapter 40 to chapter 58. 18 إصحاح على 3 أسابيع يا بلاش، يعني مش بنقول في أسبوع ولا حاجة كل يوم 3 إصحاح. أرجوكوا اشتغل، صدقوني مش صعب الواجب، ولو عملتوها تنبسطوا. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The second lecture, I will try not to, you know, أطول عشان لازم نخلص تسعة. The fields are already white for harvest. It's rather a spiritual, practical lecture. It's not the logic one, the devil's plan, the offenses of atheism. No, it's an easy spiritual one. الحقول بيضت للحصاد. ده التعبير اللي قاله ربنا يسوع. يعني ايه؟ يا ناس الناس مستوية. Simply this is the meaning. The people are ready. So please be ready for them. The people living around us, many of them are ready to accept faith, are ready to repent, are ready to touch the hand of God. But we are not ready to give them this touch or help them to know God. So this is the idea. People are rather ready. الناس جعانة، الناس تعبانة، الناس عطشانة، الناس محتاجة، الناس بتدور على ربنا صدقوني. ده التعبير اللي قاله ربنا يسوع، الحقول بيضت للحصاد. Do not say there are still 4 months. Don't say please. No, it's a long way to convince anyone with a Christian faith. Believe me, it's not that long. مش محتاجة وقت طويل قوي زي ما انت فاكر. And then come the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. بصوا كويس. And look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. You got the meaning? المعنى ببساطة يسوع ربنا يسوع بيقول لنا ارفعوا عينيكم وشوفوا الناس مستنية اللي يقش، الناس مستنية اللي ياخدها في ايده. فاوعوا تقولوا يوه ده عشان نقنعه ده معانا سنين، الموضوع مش كده. I will put 4 points, 4 main items in this lecture that the signs of the only 3, thank God. The signs for the harvest is the latter rain, حاجة يسميها الكتاب المطر المتأخر. The natural fruits, الثمار الطبيعية. The persistent desires, الرغبات الملحة. I mean these are the signs of the harvest. Why our Lord Jesus Christ is saying, lift up your eyes, the harvest is already there, is nearby. يقصد ايه ربنا يسوع؟ هيقصد حاجة من دول. The first one is the latter rain. Read this. Therefore be patient. St. James chapter 5. Therefore be patient, brother, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruits of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. So, you know, in the work of farming, there is 2 kinds of raining. They call, in the old days, the early raining. المطر اللي بيجي بدري بيطلع البذرة، يعني البذرة ايه تفقس كده ويبان لها شكل. And before the harvest, right before the harvest, there is the period of the latter raining. بيجي دش شديد شوية يسوي الزرع. فاهمين ازاي؟ So one of the signs of the harvest, لما تلاقي المطر المتأخر. هنشوف يعني ايه. In the Old Testament, في زكريا بيقول ايه the same meaning. Ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. يعني ايه؟ اطلبوا من رب الحصاد يبعث المطر المتأخر اللي هو ايه؟ عشان نقش بقى. فاهمين ازاي؟ يبقى الفلاح بيشوف المنجاية، انا طبعا ما بفهمش في الزراعة بفتي، بس الظاهر كان حاجة شبه كده. المنجاية لسه ناشفة شوية، فيقعد يقول بس لو نزل دش شوية الأسبوع الجاي أقش. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ فأول ما ينزل السيل ده أو المطر الشديد زي ما تقولوا الثمر يستوي على طول. فيقول اطلبوا من الرب المطر في أوان المطر المتأخر. فيقول إيه؟ The Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain, grass in the field for everyone. يعني بس لو قلت له رب نزل المطر ينزل ويخلصنا، يعني ايه والحكاية تخلص. Another verse from Isaiah، ده عليكم في الواجب بقى. يقول for at the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth it shall not return to me void but it shall accomplish what I please and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent. Did you get the meaning of the latter rain from this verse? فهمتوا mainly a raining ده يعني ايه؟ يعني ببساطة قوة الكلمة. ربنا يسوع بيقول انا لما نزل مطر ما يرجع ليش فاضي ابدا. هنزل المطر لازم الارض تفقس وتشتغل. بدل المطر نزل يبقى لازم الارض تزرع. فاحنا لما بنطلب المطر يعني عارفين ان قوة الكلمة هي اللي في ايدينا. So simply I'll put this latter rain in three messages. The first one is loads of messages. The second, prepared conditions. And the third, clear facilities. What do I mean by this? I mean by the loading of messages. Make sure that the guy you are talking to, the atheist you meet, actually in his life, prior to your meeting, قبل ما يشوفك, he received many messages. Once I told you about the girl I met, she was French for the French group, but I don't speak French, so we were communicating in English, and a very good Coptic servant brought her to me, and she told me, look, I don't believe in the Bible, I don't believe in God, I don't think I need God, but actually I admire the character of Jesus Christ and I admire his teaching and most of his teaching I'm following. فاهمين؟ أنا بعمل الحاجات اللي بيقولها بس أنا مش حاسس إن لازم يكون في ربنا. God gave me just one sentence. I told her, don't you need somebody to love you all the time and never die? She started to cry. That's simple. This is the meaning of ارفعوا يومكم الحقول قد ابيضت للحصار. فاهمين؟ انا ما قلتش غير جملة. هو انت مش محتاجة حد يحبك مهما عملتي وما يموتش. اتاريها يا عيني لسه فكة مع البوي فريند ومتقطعة وحالها حال فما صدقت فقالت انا طبعا عاوزة حب. فاهمين؟ اذا كان في مسج يعني ربنا كان مجهزها للجملة دي. ادي فكرة الحقول بيضت للحصاد. في messages حصلة قبل ما انت تتكلم مع الشخص ده. Believe in God. Believe in His way. God is working in the hearts of everyone to help them to know the truth. Prepared conditions. You know, many of these you will meet to preach to, they already had many problems and conditions which helped them to believe. Some of them may have, his grandpa was a religious man. Some of them may have in his history some good relationships with church people. Some of them may have some accidental events like miracles in his life. So make sure and Rabbana محضر أقول لكم نكت. أنا قلتها في المؤتمر بينه ولا ما قلتهاش بس كل ما أتكلم عن مش عارف هي ولا مش هي. يقول واحد صعيدي راح بتاع ده كازينو ولا كافيتيريا ياكل فلقى الراجل الفرنساوي اللي جنبه بياكل زيتون وبيحط الشوكة في الزيتون فهو عجبته الشغل فطلب طبق زيتون وبعدين يحط الشوكة الزيتونة تجري كل ما يحط الشوكة الزيتونة تجري ندى الجرسون وقال له شمعنا الزيتون بتاعي مش بيتاكل فالجرسون مسك الشوكة حطها في الزيتونة دخلت قال له اما ندوختها لك. كل ما اتكلم عن الحقول بيضت للحصاد افتكر النكتة دي. يعني ايه؟ الناس دايخة اوريدي فاهمين؟ الناس مستوية عاوزة بس ايه؟ اخر شكة فاحنا دورنا بيبقى في الزقة الأخيرة دي. فده أحد الحاجات اللي تشجعنا وإحنا بنخدم، بالرغم إن إحنا عمالين نقول الشيطان مبرطع في الدنيا، لكن الناس تعبانة قوي والناس كلها بتدور على ربنا. Also clear facilities. Nowadays we have facilities which we never had before, because we can put him on an email, on a Facebook. We can guide him to go on the one of the Christian sites. We can give him some of the flyers. We can call him on Viber. So we have many facilities which we had not before. So these facilities are also like the latter rain. The second point I want to mention, lift up your eyes and look, the harvest is very near. Many of the people have natural fruits. يعني ايه؟ في ناس، انا اشرحها بالعربي الاول، في ناس بطبعها فيها حاجات حلوة جواها. الناس اللي طبعها حلو اسهل قوي تقبل ربنا. يعني جماعة الافارقة بنشوف طيبة. This kind of kindness is a good start for any Christian message. القلب الابيض ده مجرد ترميله بذرة هيزرع على طول. So try to find this natural fruit in every heart you will preach to. فلما ربنا بيقول الحقول بيضت للحصاد، يعني انتم مش واخدين بالكم، هي السامرية خدت قعدة. السامرية الناس فكرها يعني لو الناس كلها تابت البعيدة دي ما تتوبش، انما ربنا في قعدة دوخ وجابها. ما هو بعدها على طول قال الحقول بيضت للحصاد، لانه الناس فكرة ان الناس دي ما ابعد ان هم يعرفوا ربنا. قال لهم اديكوا شفت، ادي اللي انتوا فاكرينه صعب. So the natural fruits like being kind, the simplicity of some of the people by nature, the readiness to learn. Many of the people, like the Chinese people, are very ready to learn. They are eager to know. So this is a good virtue. It's a natural fruit. Why don't you work on it? They will accept the knowledge easy. So they are like a fertile land that's fruitful with no planting. So many are like this, fertile land, and we can easily plant on them. Once a man came to the Lord asking him a question, and after he answered him, this man accepted easily the answer. And the Lord said, now when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, so just by answering in a wise way, he said a very good and important verse. He said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. I think we have to love this sentence. Sometimes you are talking to somebody and you are talking to yourself, this man is not far from the kingdom. يعني على شعره، على زقة، بيتكلم كويس، بيقبل، بيفكر صح، بيستقبل. فتحس تقول الراجل ده مش بعيد عن الملكوت. He is not yet there. هو لسه ما وصلش. لكن still by this good answer, answering wisely means that he is rather ready to accept the message and he is going into harvest soon. But after that, no one dared question him. Also, it said once, in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. Again, this does not mean these people need not to know Christ, no. But mean that they are fertile land. They are ready to accept the message. لما بيقول مقبول عنده، مقبول يعني ايه؟ زي المعنى اللي قبلها، مش بعيد عن الملكوت، يعني easily planted on. برضو another philosophy given by St. Paul in this, when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves. I mean, when you find some good African or Asian woman that she is serving all the community, but she is not yet Christian, but she have this law inside her conscience and inside her heart, she loves serving everyone, she is not far from the kingdom. she can easily open her heart to accept the salvation message. The last point, persistent desires. Many of the people living on earth are very thirsty to know God. تأكدوا من المعلومة يا جماعة. ملايين من البشر عطشانين جعانين يعرفوا ربهم، مش مرتاحين خالص مع الـ devil's plan، مش راكبة معاهم. They are not happy with devil's plan in the ego pattern or in the flesh pattern or in the money pattern or in the family destruction pattern. الـ projects اللي قعدنا نحكي فيها أغلب الناس مش مبسوطة، محدش من جواه مبسوط. So this persistent thirsty feeling, it's there. A vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over and help us." So it's another theme. We will take it, you know, in other courses. Come over and help. Come, أعبر إلينا وأعنا. As if he is very ready to accept. And that's what the start of Europe, by the way. He was preaching in Asia, and after this order, he started Europe. Philippi, Macedonia, was the first station in the missionary work in Europe in the first century. بالجملة دي بس. أعبر إلينا وأعنا. Also happened with the disciples of Emmaus. They constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it's toward evening and the day is far spent," and he wanted to stay with them. This means they constrained him. يعني في ناس هتمسك فيك وتقول لك احنا عاوزينك تقعد معانا، انت كلامك حلو، هيقولوا لكم كده في البلاد، خليك معايا شوية، اتكلم معايا تاني. This means that they are ready, they are thirsty to know. Those who are not very much ready, who are the intellectual, philosophical, proud people. يعني الناس اللي عايشة في الفلسفة والعقلانية دول أكتر ناس بينكروا العطش. That what happened in the book of Acts, they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, "We will hear you again on this matter." So these people are not very ready. I love this promise from Isaiah, بغششكو حتى من الواجب. The children you will have after you have lost the others will say again in your ears, "The place is too small for me." يعني ربنا بيوعدنا الكنيسة هتبقى صغيرة قوي على شعبها، يعني دلوقتي كنايسنا زحمة، إنما ربنا عاوز الكنيسة تقول أنا مش ملحقة. فاهمين المعنى؟ "Give me a place where I may dwell, then you will say in your heart, 'Who has begotten this for me?'" يعني الكنيسة هتقول مين لملي العيال دي كلها؟ هتلاقوا ملايين داخلين على الكنيسة، فالكنيسة بتقول، ده ربنا بيتنبأ يعني، بيقول هيجي اليوم اللي الكنيسة تبقى زي الست اللي ما كانش عندها عيال، وتبص تلاقي البيت مليان عيال ومش لامم العيال، فبتقول مين جاب لي العيال دي كلها؟ "من ولد لي هؤلاء وأنا ثكلة وعاقر منفية ومطرودة؟ Since I have lost my children, I am desolate, a captive and wandering to and fro. And who has brought this up? There I was left alone, but these were they." يعني إيه؟ جم منين العيال دي كلها؟ معناها إن في ناس كتيرة هتيجي with minimal effort. This is the idea I want to put in mind. في ناس هتيجي بمجهود بسيط، صحيح في ناس عنيدة، لكن في ناس هتلاقوها جاهدة مستوية، الحصاد الحقول بيضت للحصاد. Another idea in this, St. Paul said, "Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness." So the Lord himself witnessing to himself before you start witnessing. قبل ما انت تخدم ربنا اشتغل على الناس دول ومحضرهم. "In that he did good, gave us rain from heaven, fruitful season, filling our hearts with food and gladness. So by all of this, many are ready to accept." One day St. Paul was, you know, burdened by the idea of the tough machinery work in Europe. He was burdened by this. كان حاسس انها صعبة قوي الناس تصدق. And the Lord himself appeared to him. ظهر له قال له I'm with you and no one will attack you to hurt you for I have many people in this city. Although there were no one baptized, but the Lord is saying I have many in this city. You got the meaning? كل بلد هتدخلوها المسيح هيظهر لكم. مش هيظهر لكم قوي عشان ما تتخضوش يعني انتم مش قدها, بس هيقول لكم انا ليا ناس كتير في البلد دي. ف don't believe the devil when he says there is no one in this country. No, this is not true. The Lord himself is always true and he is saying I have many in this city. Prepared conditions, you know, we have many conditions in many areas which facilitate our missionary work, like the problem of AIDS, like the problem of extreme poverty, like the failures which cover many of the life of the people, like the loneliness feeling. الحاجات دي سهل تدخل عن طريقها وتقدم المسيح. فكل ده اسمه ايه؟ الحقول ابيضت للحصاد. And other clear facilities in your life, you are, you know, well covered by the gifts of God. النهاردة انت كخادم كمان عندك facilities تخليك تسافر وتخليك تروح وتيجي ما كانتش عند أبائنا. إذا في فعلا ربنا بيسهل حاجات كتير. When you meet the servant one, you will find that the circumstances are helping you to start preaching and also in preparing all stages. There are fields for plowing and others for harvesting. يعني نروح حتة لسه نرمي البذرة ونروح حتة تاني نقش, فاهمين؟ هنلاقي كده في حتة الناس لسه أول مرة تسمع عن يسوع, ربنا يسوع, وحتة تاني تلاقيه يعني فضل له بس ايه سؤال لو جاوبت يقول لك عاوز اتعمد. فخليكوا فاهمين الحتة دي في كده وفي كده. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Lift up your eyes and look around to see that the harvest is ready.